Good evening. This is Bill Satterlee, along with my co-host Kent Lindquist. We'll be bringing you 2 hours of mainstream jazz on the feeling of jazz. So lay back, relax, and we hope you like what we're playing. I'm going to kick off the show with a Quincy Jones collection, and it's entitled Strike Up the Band. The name of the tune that I'm going to play is called Dreamsville. I think all of you Pink Panther fans would recognize that particular tune. It doesn't. The album doesn't give you any information as to who the musicians are in this particular cut. The name of the cut was Dreamsville, and I would have to say the arrangement was very much Quincy Jones. Of the, if I were to name two top arrangers for a mainstream jazz, he'd be one of them.
Bill, tonight I'm going to give our listeners a sampling of the piano artistry of John Bunch. And we've played John Bunch tracks off and on over the years. He was always referred to as our man from Tipton, Indiana. That's where he was born and raised. He played locally around the Indianapolis scene for several years, went to IU, eventually went on the West Coast, and then he hooked up. He works with the Woody Herman Big Band, a Maynard Ferguson Big Band. He spent 6 years as an accompanist with Tony Bennett, and then went out and freelanced the rest of the time, usually with a trio or working at jazz festivals or jazz parties. So we're going to sample some of Jimmy's John's work, and we're going to start out with an album, John Bunch Salutes Jimmy Van Heusen, which Jimmy wrote tons and tons of great tunes. And here's one that's not done too often. I think it's a great tune. It's called All This in Heaven 2. And besides John Bunch on piano, we have Dave Green on bass and Steve Brown on drums. delightful composition written by Jimmy Van Heusen, not heard very often, but a real nice evergreen written by Tipton, Indiana's own John Bunch on the Arbor label back in 2006. And we don't want to leave out the credits, including Dave Green on bass and Steve Brown on drums.
I think it's only fair we follow up with another trio and a great piano player, Wynton Kelly, from a CD entitled Full View, featuring him on piano, Rob McClure on bass, Jimmy Cobb drums, doing a tune entitled What a Difference a Day Made. That was what a difference a day made. Well, usually when we hear something from Wynton Kelly, it's a much swinging beat to it as opposed to this ballad.
It's a beautiful ballad. That was a Dinah Washington pop hit, I think, back in the 50s or 60s. Well, we're going to continue to highlight the works of pianist John Bunch from Tipton, Indiana. And this is an album by the John Bunch Quintet on the Progressive label. This one goes back to the 70s. And this is when Warren Vacher, the trumpet man, and Scotts Hamilton were just young Turks. This is one of their first gigs on a CD. Now they're old pros, along with Michael Moore on bass. And the drummer is out of the Modern Jazz Quartet. That's Connie Kay. And this is an old standard that's played down through the years by the jazz musicians, written by pianist Claude Hopkins, "I Would Do Anything for You."
Thank you.
All right, that was a romp through Claude Hopkins' old jazz classic, I Would Do Anything for You, cut on the famous Door label back in around 1977, headed up by pianist John Bunch from an album called John's Other Bunch, and that was a couple of young Turks there driving it through that composition. Scott Hamilton on tenor sax, Warren Vache on trumpet, and of all people out of the MJQ, is the drummer was Connie Kay.
I wonder if we'll play something with Duke Ellington from a CD entitled Golden Hits. And I have no liner notes to indicate who is the musicians that composed the band, but the name of the tune is East St. Louis Tuttle. That was the St. Louis Tuttle featuring Duke Ellington and his orchestra.
I'm going to turn now to another CD put out by John Bunch and highlighting his work tonight, John Bunch from Tipton, Indiana. And this is his Concord album, The Best Thing For You. We're going to play the title track, which is The Best Thing For You Would Be Me, written by Irving Berlin. And this is another evergreen, not played by too many people down through the years, but it's stuck with us as part of the American Songbook. This is cut in June of 87, backed up by Phil Flanagan on bass and Chuck Riggs on drums. This is listened to The Best Thing For You Would Be Me. All right, John Bunch on piano, doing "The Best Thing for You Would Be Me," an old Irving Berlin evergreen from his Concord album, "The Best Thing for You." And we would be remiss if we didn't give credit to the fine rhythm section backing John Bunch up there. That was Phil Flanagan on bass and Chuck Riggs on drums.
I'm going to be playing a couple of tunes tonight from a CD entitled Jazz Club Trombone. So there's 15 different trombonists playing on this particular CD. One I'm going to play, at least at this time, the song is You, featuring Frank Rossellino on trombone, Med Forey on alto, Wayne Marsh on tenor sax, just to name a few. So let's listen to their version of a tune, and the song is You. Song is You, featuring Frank Rossellino on trombone.
We continue to salute and highlight the works of John Bunch. And He formed a group with Bucky Pizzarella called the New York Swing. It went under two or three different names, but to this particular album, it went under the name of the New York Swing with John Bunch, of course, on piano, Bucky Pizzarella on guitar, along with Jay Leonhard on bass and Joe Cacuzzo on drums. This is it's called the Cole Porter Collection, all Cole Porter tunes, of course, and we're going to do the New York Swing playing Let's Do It. it was a New York Swing. There was a collective group co-led by John Bunch on piano, Bucky Pizzarello on guitar, along with Jay Leonhardt on bass, Joe Cacuzzo on drums. And that was from an album that was saluting the work of Cole Porter, the Cole Porter Collection, and that was the old standard by Cole Porter, Let's Do It.
I'm going to play another tune from the trombone CD that I talked to you about, and this one will feature Irby Green on trombone, and he's backed up by the Clark Terry Septet, and the name of the tune is Cat Meets Chick. So let's listen to their version, and before we do that, I should maybe identify the personnel. So you have Clark Terry on trumpet, Irby Green, trombone, Lucky Thompson, tenor sax, Horace Silver on piano, Tal Farlow guitar, and Percy Heath bass, Kenny Clark drums. Irby Green with Clark Terry.
I want to remind you that this is a Feeling of Jazz, 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore, and we're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10, and we hope you'll make a habit of coming back and visiting us every Sunday night. We're going to have another hour of the Feeling of Jazz after the news at the top of the hour, So please stick around. We're going to close out our salute to John Bunch with an album he caught called World War II Love Songs, all hits from World War II. And this was cut in January 97 on the group label. John, of course, on piano, Michael Moore on bass, Butch Miles on drums. This is a big hit. I think it was for the Jimmy Dorsey band, Tangerine.